tell you what they do in this country. If there is a non-problem, they throw money at it. You know, if there's something that has to be solved, well, they just kind of shy away from it. You know.
Good evening, and welcome to Radio CHLS.
Good evening. Sorry to do that to Lauren Elliott, but it's our turn.
It's time to start.
Lauren jumped in there 10 seconds ahead of me, and I had to turn him off.
You did. It's 7 o'clock. It's Music for the Middle Ages,
this
Monday nights.
New time on Monday night. We follow Science for the People.
That was what we just heard.
Yes.
That's right.
And you can hear that on their website, Science for the People.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that CHLS, Radio Lillooet, is getting new technology where people can listen to us live streaming from everywhere in the world.
Well, that is very exciting.
That's liberating, isn't it?
We shall see how that all
finally
plays out.
Finally, people are saying, finally I get to listen to them live instead of reruns.
That's right. They've been waiting.
And I pushed the button tonight. Did you see that?
I did.
We're on.
It's a good thing you mentioned it.
And we have a theme tonight.
We do. We always do here at Music for the Middle Ages.
Yep. Did we say that I'm Jim and you're Aura? Did we say
did.
That already? You're really clipping along tonight. I'm having
well,
trouble.
Well, it's our intro.
Okay.
Just trying to roll it out.
Good. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to you then. What's our theme tonight, Aura?
Well, our theme tonight is Canadian music, Canadian artists.
Yep.
Yeah.
And why are we doing this?
Because we generally fall a little short on Canadian content, so we're trying to make it all up in one fell swoop.
That's not why we're doing this.
Well, it's not Canada Day.
We always hold our own on Canadian content, but this is Sweeps Week. This is the week where the powers that be audit our recording.
I'm not sure they want you to talk about that, but perhaps.
The powers that be are auditing our performance here and making sure that... we are in conforming to all the standards that the Canadian Radio and Television Commission has laid out for us.
Well, hopefully we do.
And so far this dialogue is conforming.
Good.
Okay, well why don't we play a song?
Why don't we?
Would you like to start or do you want me to start?
Sure. We've queued up.
Which? Would you like to start or would you like me to start?
Sure, I'll start.
Okay.
Let's do that.
We've queued up this song.
We have. So, you stated that you'd never heard this artist before.
Never heard of Amy Sky.
So, Amy Sky with Love Pain, the whole damn thing. And I think I may have already even played this song here before.
Where is Amy Sky from?
Why would I know that?
But you know she's Canadian.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll we'll Google that while
okay,
Amy's
because
playing.
As you know, I know nothing about these songs, except that they're Canadian artists, and I like them.
That's enough.
That's it. That's right. And I love Amy Sky, Love Pain, the whole damn thing. So I think once you hear it, you will recognize
it
as well.
I'm perplexed. I've never even heard of this woman.
Well, let's have a listen.
Love is blood and sweat. so baby, wait with me. Cause if it's love we're making, I'll take it all. Can you take it all?
Amy Sky, what do you think?
Well, I liked her.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
I know you'd like her.
And we did Google her, and guess what we discovered?
That she was married to someone that you know.
She still is.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered that she's from Toronto.
Right.
And that she's married to Mark Jordan. And many years ago, 1976, Mark Jordan was on tour with his huge single, Marina Del Rey, and I was the promoter at the University of Calgary, and I promoted Mark Jordan. So I discovered that we have, like, what, is that 3 degrees of separation between myself and
Amy Sky?
That's
pretty
small
fantastic.
World, isn't it? It's a small world.
And Lillooet is the center of the universe, so.
I wasn't going to do this because I didn't even think of Mark Jordan, but why don't we do a back-to-back and do a Mark Jordan hit, Marina Del Rey.
Sure.
And then we'll have covered off our Amy Sky and Mark Jordan tribute.
Requisite.
Yeah.
Sure. Let's try it.
All right. I'll just wait till I pick them up. There we go. Okay.
Story living on the edge of history, lying face up in the Sam Brown body, can't see his dream dying. I'm living in Marina Del Rey, man, you better get a job. I'm living off the sun and the sea. On dry land, living in Marina Del Rey, man, you better get a job. I'm living off the sun and the sea in Marina Del Rey. Thank you.
the sun and the sea in Marina Del Rey.
What'd you think, Mark Jordan?
Very reminiscent of
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of the same feel, and he's singing about being down south.
And you know how I like Jimmy Buffett. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, can I tell you a story?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Not directly, but sort of indirectly. This all goes back to how I came to be a social worker. Because I was the entertainment agent. I was the activities coordinator for the University of Calgary, booking bands. And we used to do these noon hour series. And so Mark Jordan was one of the bands that we brought in for the noon hour. And they'd do a concert. And the next band we brought in was a band by the name of Battered Wives.
Nice.
And the women on campus went ballistic. There was 500 women. There was more women outside protesting than there was people inside listening to this punk band. And I got to know all these feminist social workers. And after a couple of years, I went, you know, I think I should go and explore more about what they're saying. And so I
did
quit working with the university and went to the university and enrolled in social work.
Who knew? Punk band.
Thanks. Battered Wives.
Yeah, wonder where they are now with that name.
I think they're mechanics, and I don't think
probably didn't work very well for them.
But it was a huge. I mean, they made people mad wherever they went, and they were a punk band, so
I bet. You know,
they
that might have been their shtick. Yeah,
that was their shtick exactly. So, but you've got an idea
For another song.
Yeah,
I do.
I was saying you've brought the who's who of Canadian rock and roll with you tonight.
So we started by Canadian artists. Fair enough. List. Just
there's
a
lot of them.
Lots. And then I thought, no, I actually really have a bent for the female names on this list, so I think that I'm going to go with a strictly female playlist tonight. So,
yeah.
Female Canadian artists is
and
what
I've
chosen.
A lot of these women have conquered the world.
Oh yeah.
Literally conquered.
Like I'm
the
surprised
world.
You haven't heard of Amy Sky, but she's a fairly big name. But yeah, some of them like Celine Dion. I mean, really.
I've heard of her.
You may have been living on the moon if you haven't heard of Celine.
And you want to know something interesting. Tonight we were talking about the powers that be and their monitoring and everything. But the Canadian Radio and Television Commission back 50 years ago wanted to promote Canadian music. So they made a policy or a rule that I think it was one out of every three or one out of every four songs played on Canadian radio had to have Canadian content. Well, Canada is the third largest exporter of music in the world because of that policy.
Right.
United States, Britain, Canada.
Wow.
And then Australia.
Good on us, and we send out some pretty good stuff.
And this list of who's who that you're playing tonight is indicative of just how well that policy has worked. You give people a chance to be heard and promoted, and they will become famous and conquer the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't hurt that they sound great.
It doesn't hurt. But we have an industry now who can help them sound great.
Yes.
Whereas, back, I remember when I was a kid, people criticizing that the Juno Awards was all about Anne Murray and Gordon Lightfoot because that's all we had.
Right.
Right? There was nobody else.
Well, I think it would have been almost impossible for Celine Dion not to have shot stardom because she could, as they say, sing the telephone book and make it sound beautiful. So.
Right.
Yeah, other people may need a little more support, but some just are
going to rise.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I've chosen kind of a cute little ditty here, this next song, country and western. I like country. Terry Clark.
Yep.
She's great.
Really? You like country?
I do.
Really?
I know. Who knew? But this is a cute song. I think I've played it before, and it's called Girls Lie Too.
You've played it before, but not here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have. You may recognize it.
Okay.
But let's have a listen.
Okay.
after six, she's gonna babysit. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good excuse. Now you didn't hear any of this from me, but things aren't always what they seem. Brace yourself, this may come as a shock to you. Girls lie too. We don't care how much money you make, what you drive.
Who's Johnny, baby?
Yeah, old gray sweatpants, turn us on.
Yeah, had I known, I would have gone out and got some, but it never occurred to me.
I love that song. I think it's so cute.
Yeah. How old is that song?
I have no idea.
Nope.
Again. You can
matter.
Keep asking, but I'm okay. Going to come up blank
I'll
every time.
I'll keep asking these inane questions, and you can dodge them and avoid them.
I don't
them.
Know. I like it, but that's all I got.
All right. So on to, this is an all-Canadian show, eh?
It is.
All righty
so
then.
So far.
So far. All right. I'm going to do a song that I just heard the other day, and I liked it so much I went and downloaded it. And it's a band from Cornerbrook by the name of Sherman Downey and the Ambiguous Case.
Sounds Canadian.
Sounds Canadian, and it's very maritime-ish.
Ah.
Yeah. And these guys are pretty good. I looked at a couple of things that they were doing on the website, and they're very down-to-earth. You know who they remind me of is the band that plays Fried Chicken, Country Fried Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
That band.
The Noun. The band that has the Noun in it. Yeah. I don't know if we ever told people about that little paragraph that we read.
Was it a comedian? Remember, it was a woman saying, what is it when you turn 40 and they just suck the nouns out of your head? You can't go. You can't remember nouns. And it's absolutely
that's
true.
That's right.
Yeah.
Zac Brown Band. There Zac you go. Brown. It just took a minute. Yeah. I'm not quite all gone yet.
So this is the Zac Brown of Newfoundland. Cornerbrook PEI. Isn't Corner Brook is in PEI?
Again with the questions.
Again,
this is again geography.
With the geography.
Right? I have no idea.
All right.
Are so they to the left of us or the right?
Here's a fairly new song, Sherman Downey, and the Ambiguous Case. And for the life of me, I can't remember this song, but it'll be obvious once he's singing it.
All right, let's have a listen.
So hard to keep me straight. I said, woe is me. I had the right idea, just taking it slow and free. I had the right idea, you just might disagree. I had the right idea, at least to some degree. I had the right idea, I said, now woe is me. I had the right idea, just taking it slow and free. I had the right idea, you just
Sherman Downey and the Ambiguous Case, and the name of the song that I was pulling a blank on was The Right Idea. He had the right idea.
Yeah, and it was, I didn't mind it.
Yep.
It was good.
Kind of.
Very peppy.
And there's a banjo in it.
Yep, banjo.
Yeah, good, you could dance to that.
I think there might have been a washboard.
Yeah. And when you go on the internet and look at them, you know, their videos, they're obviously having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're a fun band.
That's always good when the band's having fun.
Yes.
if they're looking bored when you're at their concert, it's probably not going to be all that great.
Serious. Yeah. Know, but it would be nice to see them at the what's the Lillooet Festival called? The Apricot Festival.
That's right.
They would kick it up.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
Well, from if you're part of the district council or the Apricot Fest committee, there's an idea for you.
There's an idea.
If people are just tuning in, it's almost 7:30 and they're listening to Radio CHLS 100.5, and our show is called
Music for the Middle Ages.
That's right. I'm Aura.
And I'm Jim.
And tonight's theme is Canadiana.
Canadian songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't done that for a while.
No, we haven't. And we just switched up here initially. My next song was going to take us back a few years, and I was going to play Joni Mitchell instead, because I don't particularly love Joni Mitchell.
Say it loud. Say it proud.
I know.
I don't like Joni Mitchell.
I like the song, though.
Yes.
I like Joni Mitchell's song a lot.
A lot of people do.
But I like the way Counting Crows sings it.
Yeah. So, you know, so we have the leeway and the liberty to play what we want.
And it still counts as Canadian.
Yeah, because it's a Canadian song.
That's right.
So it fits in our... So you want to play this song?
Let's do it.
You want to tell a story about this song?
I don't really know any stories about this song. Other than that, I like it.
And it was originally by Joni Mitchell in 1968, I'm guessing.
Sure.
And then Counting Crows covered it about 10 years later, or 10 years ago.
They probably did. You're just making it up, but okay.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. They took all the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charge the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You paved paradise and put up a fucking lie. Paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now they pay paradise to put up a fucking lie. Nah, nah. Screen door swang, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a fucking lie. And now, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise and put up a parking lot.
I love that song.
Yep, you're right. They do a much nicer version. Part of our Canadiana theme is we can diss any the Canadiana
artists. Yeah, I don't know if that's really real.
But let's face it, we grew up on Joni Mitchell singing that song. Mm-hmm. We've heard it enough.
We have.
Yeah.
And her voice is unique. You know, it's like Bob Dylan to me. You know, yeah. Bob, just write the words.
And then
let someone else sing them.
Yeah. Well, then people will line up to do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Play to your strengths.
So, I'm supposed to sing a song now. I'm not sing a song. Play a song.
That would be very Canadian.
All right. So, Jesse Cook. Do you know Jesse Cook?
Well, I do, because Jesse Cook came here.
Jesse Cook came to
No, that wasn't Jesse Cook. Who was that I'm thinking of?
That you and I saw?
Yeah.
Sam Roberts.
Sam Roberts. It's almost like Jesse Cook.
Yeah.
Didn't that?
And that he walks on 2 feet, one leg at a time. Yeah.
No idea why I did that.
Okay.
But
so now let's start over again. So Jesse Cook. Do you know Jesse Cook?
I know nothing about Jesse Cook.
Well, Jesse Cook's from Montreal. He wanted to be a rock and roll star. And he wanted to learn how to play the Spanish guitar. So he did the smart thing. He went to Spain
and
got them to teach him. And then he became a world superstar.
Hmm.
Yeah. And this is one of the few songs that Jesse Cook does that has lyrics to it.
Ah.
And so I brought it tonight because it's solid Canadian. It's Jesse Cook. And you and I actually should go to Montreal, should go to the Montreal Jazz Festival and see Jesse Cook play this song.
Well,
let's do it.
Let's put it on the list.
Okay.
All right.
So this is Jesse Cook with Fall at Your Feet, which itself is a cover. Who did this originally? We'll find out.
I may or may not have any idea.
Okay.
I'm really close tonight, and I'm feeling like I'm moving inside her. Go, 'cause I will be there when you call, and whenever I fall at your feet, and you let your tears rain down on me, whenever I touch your slow turning pain, you're hiding from me now, and there's something in the way that you're talking. Your words don't sound right, and I hear them all moving inside you. Go, yeah, I'll be waiting when you call. Love.
say, a farm boy from, well, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. He might feel that he should do something different than his daddy did. Farming, fishing, coal mining. You know what I mean. Not that he's not proud of his daddy, but the big city has a way of luring the country boy. He wouldn't be there all too long before he'd get himself a pretty good job. You know what I mean. Factory somewhere. Might even work himself up to be foreman someday. You can never tell. That still don't help his loneliness. See, a man like that needs a good woman. Oh, he'd find himself a woman pretty quick, all right. Some city girls like the way a country boy treated them. They'd get themselves an apartment, you know, 25th floor, apartment 2505. You know what kind of mean. They'd live real well there for quite some time. He'd be bringing home the good bucks. Wouldn't be a year, maybe, he'd be coming home from a couple hours overtime. He'd be making that long, anxious walk down that short corridor. He'd go in that door, and then he'd see it. That note. You know the kind of note I mean. Dear John, I'm gone. A man like that, have his whole world fall right down in front of his face. Find himself at 4 o'clock in the morning down at the nearest railroad station. He don't really care where he is. He don't really want to go home to Cape Breton yet, because something about country boys, they don't like to go home a failure. You know what I mean.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station, Lord. I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain, Lord. I might jump right off, ain't nobody gonna know.
Well, that was a back-to-back, and that was a long set.
It was. Seven-minute song.
We did Jesse Cook with Fall at Your Feet. Love that song. And I knew it was a cover of Crowded House from Australia.
Nice.
And now?
Means absolutely nothing.
Well, you know where Australia is, honey.
Barely.
Yeah. But we're going there.
We are.
Eventually.
But I doubt that I will remember it has anything to do with Crowded House.
They might be playing there when we're there.
They might.
Speaking of, where are people playing? I was saying that Can't You See is a cover by Matt Minglewood of an old Marshall Tucker song. And so we Googled Marshall Tucker, and they're on tour in Hawaii.
And I said, if I were going to tour, I'd go to Hawaii
too. That would be a good spot.
Great place to tour.
So Marshall Tucker, huge in the 1970s with, what was the song that I said? Don't you remember?
I don't.
Oh, this is terrible.
Because as you know, I don't.
And Heard It in a Love Song.
Heard It in a Love Song, yes.
And Can't You See was a huge song. And then that fellow who we were listening to is Matt Minglewood from Nova Scotia. And he is huge out there. Mm-hmm. Matt Minglewood walks on water out in Nova Scotia.
Well, that's good because there's a lot of water around Nova Scotia.
And I promoted him when I was in Calgary, probably about 1976, 78. Mm-hmm. And there's so many Nova Scotians in Calgary that I booked him for two nights, a Thursday and a Friday. And this is back in 1978. I paid him $10,000 for two nights.
Wow.
It was a huge amount of money, most money I'd ever spent on a band. Sold it out, sold so much beer.
It was well worth it.
Unbelievable how much those Nova Scotians can drink.
Yes, it is. Way to go, Eastern Canada.
Yay, nice going. So anyways, that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Well, I don't really have a story, as you know.
Well,
I should really talk about other things that are going on in the community or something because, the whole music thing is like, here's my song, and I really like it.
And I really like it. And who's this woman?
Why would I know?
Michaela Clark. Well, where did you hear about her?
On the internet.
Recently? Like tonight?
Like tonight, yeah.
So this is an old favorite of yours.
No, just found her, actually. Gotcha. That's kind of my story, is that I don't really know her at all. But when Googling female Canadian artists, her name came up, and I had a quick listen, and I really like it. So, that's all I've got.
And this is a cover of them, the Lonesome River Band.
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe. So let's play it and find out.
All right.
And then we'll Google and see who this woman is and...
Or I think I'm going to dig out a PSA and read it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But all right. Let's have a listen to Michaela Clark.
Okay.
We were just high school sweethearts, living on love and full of dreams. Expectations were a little high. Everything was perfect until my best friend caught your eye. Should I hold on or tear my world apart? I just wanna know, where did I go wrong? I guess that's gonna turn this car around so you can see me.
So she's a little country, but I like her.
Yeah,
a
little bit.
But I like her. That's why I like her. Yeah.
And I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's she from, other than Canada?
Again, with the where's she from, how would I know?
But she sure drives a hot red car.
Well, she
Holy
might.
Holy smokes.
All right, well, I did dig out a PSA, because I can't talk about radio songs or anything, because I don't know, other than they're Canadian, and I like them. So I found some information about the fact that the Rec Center pool schedule is now out.
Good.
Pool's open, if you didn't know that.
Now
you might
want
to get your bathing suit out of storage and come on over. They're offering some early bird lane swims at 7 in the morning. They are also offering private lessons if you want to call the rec center. They can arrange that. They have everyone welcome swims mid-morning about 11 a.m. And then they have lane swim for those people who want to use their lunch to come over and get fit. That happens at about 11:30 to 1. They also have a Saturday and Sunday everyone welcome swim 12 to 4. So the kids are looking for something to do. Come on down. And a few early evening swims for everyone welcome. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, they'll be offering Red Cross swim lessons. So you can phone the rec center, 256-7527. And there's a loony swim coming up on Sunday, February the 2nd, sponsored by the Bag Ladies. So do you know who the Bag Ladies are?
No, no idea.
Okay, well, the Bag Ladies are, I know Mrs. Burdan is one.
Okay.
Joan Stern was another.
Okay.
Kate Wright is another. Several ladies that walk around town. They like to walk for exercise.
Nice.
And while they're out walking, they bring a bag with them and they pick up either garbage or collectibles or recyclables. Not collectibles. They don't find a lot of those laying around. But
if they found one, they'd pick it up.
They would. And through the course of the year, Mrs. Burnham was telling me that they donate up to almost $2,000 a year to different organizations through town based strictly on the recyclable cans and bottles they pick up.
That's pretty cool. So everybody, continue just to throw your can out the window so that the bag ladies can do good work with it.
Well, I think that's amazing. I mean,
it's
another example that I always talk about, how behind the scenes we have these social clubs and groups that work tirelessly.
Mm-hmm.
For pennies and dollars.
But it all adds up.
And it adds up to
Can you imagine,
such
like,
a big thing.
On an average day, you'd maybe get 10, 15 bottles, all worth 5 cents.
Right.
But at the end of the year, they have $2,000?
Well, they give out around $2,000 throughout the year. So,
right.
Yeah, they've...
That's amazing. So let's say roughly in 300 days, they make $7 a day and give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, women.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So give a honk to the bag ladies if you see them. And swim lessons start in February. So registration starts Monday, January 27th. That's today.
Yes, it is. So swim lessons, registration's today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's over now.
Well, it starts today.
Right.
You can come on down and sign up for whichever level. Swimming lessons were always a puzzle to me because I heard other parents talk about this too. You would put your child in swimming lessons, and one year they would be able to put their face in the water for 20 seconds, but then the next year they couldn't. So it was weird. It was like they'd learn a skill and then they
want anything to do with it.
Not have the skill again later. So
we were watching YouTube, Facebook yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and someone had that video of their cat literally laying in this bowl of warm water and enjoying it.
Just
looking up at
up.
The camera going, oh, this is fantastic.
He wasn't at all worried about the water.
Uncat-like. Yeah. Amazing. Right. Anyways, is it my turn?
It is.
Okay. Can I break all the rules?
Nope.
No? Okay. So, a woman by the name of Sarah McLachlan. She's a famous Canadian.
Oh, she's on my list.
She's done okay. Here, she's playing a song with a band by the name of Delirium.
Mm.
And I really like this band, and they do a lot of duets, or not duets, but they work with a lot of other famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of a chanting band, but Sarah McLachlan really fixes this song up.
She, again, could sing the phone book. She's another one that's just so spectacularly talented that anything that comes out of her mouth sounds fantastic. So,
so here's my pick, Delirium and Sarah McLachlan with a song called Silence.
McLachlan-ish.
Wasn't it kind of this spooky la, 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 chanting, I guess, would be the right word.
But so nice.
Nice, very nice. That's a band by the name of Delirium, not Canadian, with an icon by the name of Sarah McLachlan.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was our show about Canadians.
That's right. It's 8 o'clock, and that signals the end of Music for the Middle Ages here at Radio Lillooet, CHLS.
Yep. And so. And for our international listeners, of course, they listen to us on the website.
They might. But next week, we'll be back.
We got to do a world tour and start promoting the show.
We do, yeah.
Why don't we go to Vegas, first of all, in our world tour?
Let's do it.
Okay.
That one we can tick off the list.
And then where else should we go? Montreal?
Australia.
Promote our world tour? Australia?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Cuba again?
Yep.
Promote our show? You know what we could do? We could use it as a tax write-off.
We could.
Duh.
Traveling the world. On the dime of Radio Lilith.
We could be writing off all the money that we've been making against all the money that we spend to promote the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we start our own little promoting business.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the new plan. That's plan A.
All right. And we need to come up with plan B for next week's theme. So we'll have to think on that this week.
Well, we talked about something yesterday that I think is kind of fun. Songs with characters in them. Songs that tell stories and have characters in them. And then the person who's introducing the song tell about the characters, and then the other person go, what?
Well, I was struggling with that yesterday when you brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Yankee Doodle, and... Yeah,
Paul Bunyan. I think you're kind of making fun of my
Paul
my,
Bunyan.
My idea.
They're so, all legit songs.
I felt very judged, I have to say.
I thought it was hilarious.
Well, it might have been.
And then I had kind of a Christmas theme, like Frosty the Snowman.
Did you see? There's a character. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wasn't he a character? And the kids laughed and played. And
how many kids? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Now we've lost track of how many characters there were.
That's right. Well, that may or may not be our theme next week. We'll hash that out. And we'll be back here next Monday, 7 o'clock.
Here's another idea for a theme.
Same
Quick,
time.
Just I'm just thinking out loud now, but Canadians who didn't make it.
Yeah, I have a whole list of those. I don't know. We'll have to see.
All right.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and
see you in a week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye. I will put
The last time I saw her face, her eyes were bathed in starlight and her hair hung long. The last time she spoke to me, her lips were like the scented flowers inside a rain-drenched forest. But that was so long ago that I can scarcely feel the way I felt before. And if time could heal the wounds, I would tear the threads away, that I might bleed some more. The last time I walked with her, her laughter was the steeple bells that ring to greet the morning sun, a voice that called to everyone to love the ground we walked upon. Those were the days. The last time I held her hand, her touch was autumn, spring and summer and winter too. The last time I let go of her, she walked away into the night. I lost her in the misty streets. A thousand months, a thousand years, when other lips will kiss her eyes, a million miles beyond the moon. That's where she is. But that was so long. Way I felt before, and if time could heal the wounds, I would tear the threads away, that I might bleed some more. Her eyes were bathed in starlight and she walked alone. The last time she kissed my cheek, her lips were like the wilted leaves upon the autumn-covered hills, resting on the frozen ground. The seeds of love lie cold and still beneath a battered marking stone. It lies forgotten. Heaven sent.
to me. Woman, you are special. Delivery a woman, you will be my one and only. On the night we met, I never would have guessed that you would pick me from all the rest. Oh, woman, you're the best. Woman, some people might say that it's too soon. Woman, something tells me I love you. A woman, such a warm feeling. Do you feel it too? On the night we met, I never would have guessed that you would pick me from all the rest. Oh, woman, you're the best.
First time I came to Toronto, Ian drove me up there. I had a gig at a little place on Avenue Road. I believe it was called the Purple Onion. And Ian drove me up there in my Bell telephone repair truck from New York. And he had an apartment, I think it was on Yonge Street, or overlooking Yonge Street. Yeah, I remember he kept a saddle in the apartment. It was more like being in a bunkhouse. It seemed like if we weren't around horses, we made sure that horses were present in